Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started.
Faith lights up the darkened plain. Mile by mile we bravely ride, with God's goodness as our guide.
So we've had to stop twice because the camera got too hot. Got to cool it off. Larry feels like he wants to comment on it. But I'll say this, then he can comment. When I left the house this morning, I had the thought, have I got everything? So I turned and I looked around the room and settled in my mind that I had everything. I would have been wiser to say, Lord, do I have everything? I didn't have. But we've left our cooling mechanism that we usually put on our camera, and it's getting hot. So I don't know what Larry, I'm sure he's got some wisdom there.
No, I was just pointing out the fact we've been talking about, you know, the importance of hearing God.
Yeah.
And you started the day.
I probably heard him. I just
no, you heard him. You just weren't listening.
I didn't look for
him. You weren't listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't ask for some clarification.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I find it comical that the day started for you with him trying. You was hearing.
That's how he's taught me to hear.
Yeah.
Little things like that.
I think we talked about this once before.
That's how he's teaching me.
I'm just a slow learner. Often it's in missing it that I've learned, well, that was the Lord.
Even though
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, definitely that.
But then later in the day, you realize I should have. Oh, that was the Lord. I just thought that was some random thought in my head.
Yeah, I've had that same thought. I think it was in the very beginning of me learning to hear, that I was prepping one morning, getting my tools together to go do some painting. Had a thought, I need to get that water nozzle. And then I thought, I ain't gonna need that water nozzle today. You know, I'll need it eventually, but not today. By noon, I needed the water nozzle. It was probably one of them deals where the Lord had expedited my labors and multiplied. I got done more than I was anticipating and needed it. But I just love it when that happens, because we've seen it. I enjoy it. When you get to doing something and the Lord gets involved in it, you're able to get it done quicker, more efficiently. It's more effective. I mean, it's just everything about it is better.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've talking earlier about relationship, friendship.
Oh, man.
And then there's a level of friendship that comes when you co-labor together, you work together. You and I on a few occasions have painted together.
Yeah.
Which is a whole different dynamic of our relationship.
Yeah.
When we get to paint together.
It's fun.
Well, it is. It is fun. You're a good painter. I always learn a lot from you. I enjoy that. I see a different side of you when we're painting. I see some of your skills and skill set. It's an opportunity for what you know to come out that wouldn't come out any other kind of way.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to hear. Mm-hmm. I've learned that from you in that you practiced a lot of that in your painting business, but when we work together.
Yeah. Getting it done.
Getting it
done.
What
process?
Well, in problem solving.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, how do we?
Yeah.
How do we paint this room or situation?
Yeah, that's always it's always been fun and a pleasure to paint with you, even though we butt heads sometimes.
Well, well, we're two independent selves. I'm always questioning why we're doing it like this. Not that I necessarily have a better way. I just
want to know why.
Want to know why? Or sometimes I think my way is better. I have to be proven wrong quite often.
I remember when I discovered that it wasn't necessarily just my music, but music in general. Sometimes it's hard for you to deal with in that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because I like to play with music loud. I like to work with music loud for the most part.
Right.
I remember one day when I realized that was disturbing.
It was. You got to turn that. I think I told you, you got to turn that stuff off. Well, we were painting fast, and I'm not sure what about that situation. Well, one, you have a ton more experience than I do at painting. So what's maybe just second nature to you, I have to think about it. It's more of a conscious thought decision. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to keep up with my do this steps.
Yeah.
And you blaring that Hank Williams music over there. And it was distracting. For whatever reason, that particular day, it was distracting me. I could not stay focused on what I was doing, and whatever I was doing in order to be efficient and fast, I had to do certain steps in a certain order, and I kept getting out of order. And I blamed the music instead of my own inability to stay focused.
Well, it was, I can see why it would be distorting your thoughts.
It was that day.
We might need,
but that goes back to we worked. I mean, from a friendship standpoint, really bought. I mean,
yeah, we might need to do that again. We might need to do some painting like that again. You open?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I didn't know that was a question. I thought you just made a statement. Yeah,
I might.
I'm always down for that.
See if the Lord send us. Nice little paint job.
Yeah, we need a little paint job. Okay, all right. Now, I'll tell you a funny on myself I heard last night in the little old town we live in. And this is really strange. Somebody painted a mural, a big mural on a outside, on a wall, exterior wall, huge mural.
Uh-huh.
Rumor is I did it.
Really?
Yeah, now how wild is that?
Maybe you got a reputation for being a painter.
Well, I'm like, okay. And they said, did you do some painting downtown? And my first answer was yes.
I swear that was then.
And then, and they're like, well, I didn't, said, I knew you could paint, but I didn't know you did murals. I said, well, I didn't do a mural. And they go, well, they told me you did it. And I'm like, no. Mm. And the story to that, I helped my son-in-law paint his office downtown.
Yeah.
Okay. And somewhere out of that, I don't know how, because
the rumor got around
that I painted this mural on the wall.
I thought you were going to tell me that there was your likeness was part of the mural.
Well,
so I thought she's going to tell me.
No. And I need to go down there and look at the mural and take a picture or something. I told somebody I was going to go write my name on the bottom of it.
Yeah, we'll put it on the website. You standing up there by it.
Yeah.
Larry painted this.
I'll stand in front of whoever's name is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got tickled at that. Of course, I also got, I've got credit for two different things this week that I didn't do that are good. Usually I'm getting blamed for something.
Yeah, I think we traffic in it probably more than we realize, but that oneness with the Lord and moving with Him and doing things, living life. I know He's there, but He may be leading more than what we realize in what we're doing.
Oh, no doubt about that. What was that?
Even in our thoughts.
In Him we live and move and have our being.
That's that same chapter again.
Yeah.
Acts 17. Yeah, that's good. What was that Isaiah said before they call, I will answer.
Yes.
That's the life that's ours.
Yeah. He's ahead of us.
Yep.
I'm trying to think a minute. Jacob that had the dream about the ladder.
Yeah.
Bethel. The Lord is in his place and I did not know it.
Yeah.
That could be true of every place.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really growing in our awareness. Of his presence and in our ability to hear or discern his will.
Yeah. Well, you got any thoughts about that harmatia?
Harmatia.
Francois talking about living outside of the blueprint of our original design.
Right.
Being out of tune with God's original harmony.
To me, it's helpful to me to realize that sin is more of an identity issue than a behavior issue.
Yeah.
And that when identity's right, behavior's right, that's a way to say that.
Yeah.
And our identity is been clarified and fixed or whatever, I don't know what the right word to say there is, through Jesus and his death and resurrection.
Clarified, exemplified, manifested, revealed.
Yeah. Our false identity was crucified.
Yeah.
And our only identity is resurrected.
That's right. That's right. And I got exposed to that way back in seminary. Glenn Trott had a book he put together on discipleship, I think. And that was the title of it, Belief Affects Your Behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that belief might be a little different.
You could have faulty beliefs.
Yeah.
That are result in faulty behavior.
So if I would replace it with understanding and knowing your true identity,
mm-hmm,
will affect the right behaviors, but your belief does affect your behavior. If you believe you're a sinner, if you believe this, if you believe it affects. If you believe you're a failure, you know, it's just however you want to apply that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we need the truth that Jesus reveals.
Yes. Because, and then you go to believing as he is, so are you in the world.
Hold up now.
Well, then all your excuses go away.
Yeah.
As he is, so are we. And all possibilities open up to you.
Yeah.
And everything shifts.
Yeah. He that believes on me shall never die, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Smith talked about that a little bit. Where was it? How did we as a church stray so far from what Paul taught regarding full man redemption now, in mm-hmm this life? Why are there so many believers in the church today suffering from sickness, disease, and dying early deaths?
Yeah.
That gospel we believed was a lie. The full man redemption gospel. how did he say it in Colossians? There's the release of redemption in our lives through the blood of Jesus. God didn't half redeem us.
No.
One day when you die, you go to heaven and experience it.
Yeah.
But it was meant, and it is a redeeming grace that affects the life that you live today.
Well, to go back to scripture you referenced earlier, Psalm 27, maybe verse 10 somewhere.
Yeah.
10, 14, something. About seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in this life.
In this life now.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge game changer.
Yes, it is.
If you're always kicking the can down the road as your excuse for what is and why you do, you're not being honest about what's going on or very believing about what Jesus has accomplished.
We're all susceptible to the elements, confines of this fallen world.
Well,
just endure to the end.
And there's no real solution until he comes back.
Yeah. Or you die.
Or you die.
That makes death the king.
Yeah, he's our, death is our
savior.
Our escape.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're being blessed by our conversations. Reach out to us. I'd like to hear from you. FindingOurWay.co. There's a place that says contact us. Hit that and you can send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Also, the things we're talking about, the finished work of Jesus and how that he was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Robin Smith wrote this book. The title of it is Finished. But the good news is all that opposed us and hindered us in relating to God as Father in love, knowing him, walking with him in the cool of the day, every day, enjoying his presence, enjoying his life, his guidance, his provision, his presence, his power, all that opposed us in that life, Jesus nailed it to the cross, crucified it, it died, got buried, and he was raised anew.
Yeah.
A new humanity.
It's gone.
A new life, gone. Resurrected life. That life, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. For I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So
right.
There is that resurrected, eternal God life that is ours now and is powerful and is victorious now.
Now.
Whatever you need to be delivered from, whatever you need to be saved from, whatever. Jesus has made it possible. Not just possible, but he secured it. It's yours.
Yeah, it's the true reality.
Yes.
You mentioned about living in this fallen world. But we really live in a reconciled world.
A blessed world, yeah.
And a blessed world, and there, where it is good.
Yeah.
But do we believe that? Can we see that? Can we operate from that? Or do we, and I know even in my own life, it was just recently that I finally realized, he reconciled the world. So why do I keep saying, well, we just live in a fallen world, and that's how it is.
Yeah.
Well, it was a fallen world till Jesus.
Yeah. That's right. There was darkness in power.
Yeah.
Till that darkness got cast out. Yeah. John 12.
That's right. Now, Hebrews 2, we don't see all things put under his feet, but we see him. He's waiting those enemies be made his footstool. So I realize there's a process of his...
this unfolding plan.
Unfolding plan.
Subduing his enemies.
But he's subduing them through us.
Expanding his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
There shall be no end, it says.
That's right. It's an ever-expanding kingdom, ever-increasing.
I wouldn't have thought I would spin.
I didn't think you would have either.
Might need to kick it in four-wheel drive, or I wouldn't have. Yeah, that's the gospel and the life I want to live from. Aware. Presently redeeming and transforming the life and the world in which I live. Scripture tells us his mercies are new every morning.
Talking about harmatia being our identity, being an identity issue.
Yeah.
And how much, how often through the course of the time of a church service or preaching, you're told you're a sinner.
Oh, man.
And how little or rarely you were ever told you were righteous, you were a son, or you were forgiven.
Never. Until you did something.
Well, and even if you were, there was a lot of qualifiers, clarifiers.
If you want to get in the bride, you need to hook up with us.
You have to believe something. You got to do. You have to believe, do something, whatever, to maybe be, and then
if you're faithful,
yeah, all kinds of iffies that always surrounded it.
If you got the right belief,
right, or clarified about you're not righteous, but Jesus is, and it's just credited to your account.
Yes,
no. Was it Luther?
That snow cover down.
Yeah, Luther with the snow cover down. That's how you knew. You're like, yeah, I'm just a piece of crap.
That's how I felt a lot of times.
It resonates because that is how you feel.
Well, I heard it so much.
And you heard it so much. And you don't know how to think of yourself any other kind of way.
I know it. Just a sinner. Just a sinner. Harmatia, boy. But if I think they're on to something about that, be without portion. You're not believing your portion that's yours. You're failing to see yourself properly. Thus, you're not believing the truth that makes you free. And that same word, I think, meresmos, is in Romans 12, where it talks about by the renewing of your mind, you be transformed to that the God desires and designed. Romans 8, man. I think I'll probably skip Romans 7, but I did a few videos on my YouTube on Romans 5 and 6. I'm on, because I ain't got sense enough to even try to understand 7. I know how I used to look at it, but there's not. I mean, it's just a law, man. You're trying to live under the law, and the law wasn't even given to us as Gentiles. But Romans 8, talking about that was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his Son in likeness of sinful flesh. Now there's the Spirit of life. What does that mean?
It means nothing about yesterday has any bearings on what's happening today.
The mercy of the Lord endures forever.
Thank you,
It just goes back to how that old grub said God has eternally died because of the cross on his heart. He's eternally died to the possibility. In that sense, we may say that there has been a cross in the heart of God through all eternity. For he has eternally died to the possibility of being a self-loving self. Mm-hmm. And all of the powers of his selfhood have been poured into self-giving service. That's good.
It is.
Others loving. That's why he created us. He wanted to love on us, let us love him, be loved by him. And that's what eternally died to the possibility that he's given himself and his love and expects nothing.
Yeah.
In return.
And
but he has an inheritance in us because of what he's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's proven his love. He's removed all doubt that we might have ever had about him.
Yeah.
Of his.
Even though while we were in
intentions, yeah, because while we
Christ
were
died.
That's right. The true nature of his love being unconditional, his commitment to us. All the way to death and back.
Yeah. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Hey, thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way to experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love he has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.